particular problems.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Right before Thanksgiving, Bill Gates told world leaders that death panels will soon be required. This was on the 21st of November, Monday, which was newspunch.com. Bill Gates, he told the world health leaders that it is time to start talking about death panels. And in other words, law-abiding people may be put to death for the crime of being of no use to the elite. Gates doesn't explain why he can't pay teachers and allow people to live out their lives in peace. So, at the G20 summit, with these featured leaders, one of the most important economies in the which was the leaders of the most important economies of the world, considered to be advanced or developing, may now be discussing death panels. Beyond the rooms where the world political leaders sit around and thrash out various issues, there are dozens of side events where so-called dignitaries meet. James Melville asked on Twitter, why were Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab in attendance at the G20? No one voted for them. The mainstream media is declaring that anyone who asks this question is a conspiracy theorist. Now, the world's richest man, which everybody is being led to believe is now Elon Musk. It changes every 6 weeks. Bill Gates was the wealthiest. Now it's Elon Musk. It was Ted Turner. No, these guys are billionaires. They're not trillionaires or zillionaires if they own continents. So no, he's not the wealthiest man in the world. But we believe it. So Elon Musk was also in attendance. You know, and I've been asking myself the question about Elon Musk. Is Elon Musk a Pilgrim Society operative? I really have to believe that. Not sure. I have to find the proof. But on the other hand, remember, in the Bible, God would take the most evil kings, and those kings would eventually their hearts would be turned by God to do good. I don't know if this is Elon Musk or not. So, anyhow, the death panels. Are we at the edge of some very even darker point in mankind's history. And then I remember I did this program, and I'm going to mention it, that Klaus Schwab states that God is dead. Jesus is fake news. According to the World Economic Forum, Jesus is fake news. And that the world economic leaders have acquired divine powers to rule over humanity. According to the World Economic Forum, a new world religion, a one world religion, has arrived, and it unites all of humanity in worshiping at the altar of climate science, techno-communism, and eugenics. Klaus Schwab, his right-hand man, Noah Yuval Harari, has announced that the World Economic Forum has been so successful in its plans that it has acquired divine powers. So successful, they've acquired divine powers. And you know, there might be some truth in that. And they may be powers, not divine, as we understand the word divine, but nevertheless, some type of powers. Powers from the occult. And the reason I say that is because Roger Stone, he had claimed that there is a satanic portal over the White House. And Roger Stone said that he sent somebody down to the White House, and there is some object above the White House day and night. In the evening, too. It's not as visible in the evening, but in the daytime, it is more visible. He said it's like a swirling cauldron. I've tried to find some natural explanation, a reflection or an aerostat balloon for weather. No. I'll be back. We're going to continue with this.
The P.E. Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your back
I'll continue with this portal over the White House. Christ said, and the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament, stated that many of the prophets said at the end of the world, prior to Christ's second return, or to the Jewish people, his Messiah's first coming, the world would be in a very spiritual, the mankind cannot deny spiritual realities. The reality of God and His Son and the Holy Spirit for miracles, for truth, just to begin with. On the other side, there would be the reality of another force down a rabbit hole in another dimension that would begin to manifest in time, in the world, physically. Well, what is a portal? Could that be possible? And if so, why is it over the White House? What is it? Roger Stone said that you can go there, you can take a photograph, get a digital camera, take a photograph of it. You can go to YouTube, and you can see it on YouTube. No one knows what this is all about. Well, it wouldn't be there just to be there. The way that the other kingdom and Satan, the head of the Luciferian agendas in this world, he doesn't do things recklessly. This creature is methodical in evil. And why would it be over the White House? Is it because there is something in that portal that we can't see that is waiting for something? You know, you can put 1,000 angels on a pinhead, and there's still plenty of room. What is up in this portal? I don't know how big it is. I've just seen the photo, and it's just kind of a reddish, brownish, darkish thing that's sitting over the White House. At night, it has a little bit of a glow to it. What is it? And my question is, what is inside of it? What is there waiting? And what is whatever is there waiting for? Waiting for indicating, giving Luciferians an indicator that something is about to happen, and whatever happens is going to happen right there in the White House. And according to Roger Stone, this portal began right after the stealing of the election from Donald Trump when Joe Biden was inaugurated. Is this a sign from the other side that someone very important is near? Someone that the whole world has been waiting for is just up the road a little bit? I read this and But the thing is, when I begin to consider, because, you know, I have studied the occult and what is down that rabbit hole, like Alice in Wonderland, and what happens in the other dimension, and they have the CERN, and they are opening doors in that other dimension. They're opening a gate just for a split second. And something on that other side of that gate could come into this physical world. That's a spiritual world out there. In this portal, there's something spiritual in there waiting for something or someone, waiting for an opportunity. And that time is coming. You don't have to. I'm just presenting something to you. So Stone said that he sent a personal friend down there. He thought I was crazy. But Stone asked him to do me a favor. Use a regular digital camera, take a photograph. And then in the video, Stone was showing this photograph. He says, there, can you see it? It's very, very clear. It doesn't move, day or night. It's harder to see during the day, but you can see it at night. I had it reversed. I thought you could see it clearly in the day. He said it's harder to see it in the day because at night it's somewhat illuminated. And he says that this is, he's convinced about the inherent evil of what's going on in the White House and what's going on in this country. And he said that he feels it's imperative that the people know about this, whatever is happening there in the White House. Well, then you have the World Economic... I'll come back to that portal. I'll come back to that in just a second. But I want to stay with what World Economic Forum is stating. Jesus is fake news. And because they have been so successful in what they're doing, they've acquired divine powers. Well, the Bible says that what they're doing is going to happen. It's not that they have acquired divine powers at all. It's that God said that they would have the authority to do certain things because he allowed it. Not that they have powers, but because God allowed it. God said they would be able to do it, and God prophesied that there would be a system in the world where there would be no need for cash, for physical currency. Not that they have divine powers, it's that God said that he would give them that right, and he would give them and allow them to have access to that type of technology from that other dimension to carry out their evil plans for an individual that may be something in that portal over Washington, D.C., waiting for God to allow them to do something unbelievable. Something unbelievable is going to happen. Joe Biden, he's not long for this world. He's not long. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to be put in place. And there's a time to be removed from that place. Joe Biden, he is working for somebody. And in the invisible realm, the invisible creatures from the other kingdom know that very soon they're going to be able to manifest more clearly in this present, in the world physically. So then going on, Schwab, this Noah Yuval Harari, they have been so successful that they, in their plans, that they acquired divine powers. Of what? For what? For what reason? For what purpose? For creation and destruction. Divine powers of creation and destruction. He promises that the World Economic Forum will turn humans into gods. Quote, I think, that according to the article, will turn humans into gods. Well, this is transhumanism. This is the plan of Satan in the Garden of Eden. You will be as God. According to the World Economic Forum, Jesus is fake news. God is dead. You do not have a soul. You are a hackable animal. You're a hackable animal. And you do not have the capacity for free will. The WEF has spent decades quietly infiltrating democratically elected governments, penetrating cabinets, wielding an outsized influence on the world from the corridors of Schwab's hideout in Davos. They're no longer hiding in the shadows and pulling puppet strings from behind the curtain. They're coming out into the open. This is exactly what the Bible says will happen. They've done things in secret, but now they have to come out into plain view, into view, and people will begin to see that there are two kingdoms, spiritual kingdoms. Yeah, there's a kingdom like the Kingdom of America, or the government of America, of England, all these different natural kingdoms, countries that are kingdoms. But then in the invisible world, you also have two kingdoms. Christ said that there would be the kingdom of heaven, and there would be the other kingdom that is overseen, or that it is controlled by, directed, given direction by Lucifer, the kingdom of darkness. And at the end of the world, in the time in which we were in, both of these kingdoms will basically begin to display what they are. With the kingdom of heaven, you will have the reality of who God, the Godhead is, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There will be the reality. God will begin to establish within His body of believers, in His family, believers that will be holy, righteous, that there won't be any guile, hidden motives in them. And in the other kingdom, everybody is unholy, unrighteous, evil. Their motives will be made known. Their motives and passion. You use that word passion. I like everybody uses the word passion. My passion is to this. And my passion, I have a passion for that. Their passion is going to be power, greed, evil, murder, persecution. They'll have a passion to do evil. They'll have a passion for sexual immorality, for theft, for murder. I have to go back kind of in a circle, loop around. So something is happening now with these two kingdoms. They're both invisible. Both are invisible, but both kingdoms, there is power in both of the kingdoms. God has ultimate power, but He makes it clear that the kingdom of darkness also has immense power, great power. And it makes it clear that God allows them to do evil. The tree has to bear fruit. As miserable and as difficult as it is to really believe this would be true, that kingdom, that other invisible kingdom, has been manifesting through all of history. And the one way you can tell it is manifested is by the trail of death, the trail of destruction. That is one thing about the kingdom of darkness. There is no life, there is only destruction. There's only death. So there is an orb, a portal over the White House. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. Swamp.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced back to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. Listen to our shows at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1360 KHNC, the Patriot Trading News Hour and Faking the Truth. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call us at 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You know, Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world are wiser than God's own people. And here, you know, the children of the world, they know something is coming. They sing about it, just like this song. There's a dawning of a new age coming. This was the theme all through the late 60s and early 70s. There is a new age. There's something new coming. Mankind is on the precipice of a great, great new, they're hoping, wonderful experience. The Bible says that man is fallen, and there is nothing good in the heart of man. And the Bible says that because eventually mankind will be unrestrained in his evil, we will go into, the world will go into depravity, just unspeakable depravity, evil. There will be no love. There will be nothing but chaos, hardship, misery. Things that used to work perfectly will break down. Supply chains, manufacturing. This is a sign of the end of the world. And we're in it. We can't deny it. Now, just a quick Bible, just a little Bible I just want to get a little Bible story. After Christ died, 50 days later, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was the day of Pentecost. And on that day, the Holy Spirit fell on people, and the Holy Spirit was above them. So the Spirit was upon them, above them, and they could be seen. It looked like a light. Well, in the same kind of a principle, as the Holy Spirit was upon His people, what is this thing above the White House? Is this kind of a similar type of a situation, but this time it's not the Holy Spirit over like in Ezekiel chapter 8, where the Spirit lifted above the city, and He lifted off of the city because He was done. But in this situation, is maybe, in a principle, is the Spirit or the hand or the something of the devil, like the Holy Spirit would sit on something, is this the unholy spirit sitting upon the White House, ready to bring some kind of a baptism to not just an individual, but to this nation in the most evil, in something more evil than we could even comprehend? Is this God allowing Satan to begin to reveal himself? Because the children of the devil, remember, the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. Is this a sign by the devil to those who worship Lucifer? Is this a sign for them? We Christians have signs of the Holy Spirit lighting upon us or someone, or sitting over a city. Is this a sign from that other kingdom? Is this a sign that the people that are going to carry out the most evil ever in the history of mankind, they're already in place? Is there going to be a need for a replacement for Bill Gates? Would there be need for another replacement for Klaus Schwab? Or a replacement for Anthony Fauci? Who's going to replace Anthony Fauci? The person, the individual that replaces him, will that individual be even more evil than Anthony Fauci, in my opinion? I don't think so. I think that the occult world has plateaued and hit a peak with the great leaders internationally in the occult world that have really built that kingdom to accomplish what it's going to accomplish in the time in which we live. Henry Kissinger. These individuals have set everything in place. Kissinger set in place everything for the Rockefeller family. The drilling programs internationally. The Trilateral Commission to control all that wealth in Asia, in Europe, in the West, South America. Are there going to be individuals that are going to replace Bill Gates? No, I don't think so. All they're going to need, these individuals, is they just need someone that will have the power to allow them to do all of their heart's desire. Remember in the Satanic Bible, do thy will. Whatever thou desirest, do it. Is this individual that's going to come on the scene going to allow them to do anything they want without restriction? Right now, the Constitution is restricting everything to a very limited degree. And very soon, even that limited power that the Constitution has is going to evaporate. It's going to be gone. It won't hold any power any longer. It will be, like George Bush Sr. stated, a GD piece of paper. That's how that, quoting him, it's just a piece of paper. All of the Luciferians in this country and in Europe throughout the world have hated the Constitution because it's restrained them. Even with the limited power that it has presently, it has still restrained them. So this matter of this orb or this portal over the White House that you can see more clearly at night because it's got a glow to it, it's there. It's an indicator that something bad is coming. Something more evil than the world could ever understand. Remember, you can put 1,000 angels, 10,000 angels on a pinhead because they're spirit. So we don't know how many forces from the other world are in that thing if there's something in there just waiting to be released. We're going to keep an eye on that. But at the same time, we have to keep an eye on these men that are waiting for someone to give them permission to go forward with the plan unhindered. Like Bill Gates, Fauci, Schwab, Soros, Clinton still. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Okay, so with these men, there's this Robert F. Kennedy. He warned the world, you know, he's talked about and warned this country about the Gates and his psychology programs years ago, the shadow government. And according to Kennedy Jr., the World Health Organization is conducting, quote, global social and medical experimentation in accordance with the vision of their mega donor, Bill Gates, and his religious faith that he can use technology, which would be vaccines, GMO, agriculture, to make him the savior to all of humanity. So they have a savior complex. They want to be the ones to save the world. Save the world from who? Save the world from themselves. But who does he serve? Who is it he serves? The Bible is really clear. It's very simple. It was written in a way where children can understand the stories in the Bible. The book of Revelation was written in a simple way so that people could understand it. The only thing is, the most educated people that have these degrees and years of education, they are so intelligent, they can't see what a child can see, understand what a child understands. See the coming, this duo that is coming to rule the world, or the Western world, they serve somebody. They serve someone. And the Bible is very simple and very clear. They serve Lucifer, the devil. Revelation chapter 13 says that that Satan gives him his power, his seat, and great authority. This is where Antichrist gets his power and authority from. And where is he going to be positioned for the time of his rule? Let's think about Rome. No, Rome doesn't have a standing army where it can rule the nations of the world with a standing army. Rome has political power, economic power, but it doesn't have political, it doesn't have military power. How about any of the nations out of the Middle East that can actually destroy the cities of the world? No. How about Russia? Russia has that ability through nuclear powers, but Russia has another destiny, has a destiny that is not to destroy the nations of the world, it's to attack Israel. Israel. How about England? No, England did control the waters at one time, but not now, not presently. How about, so Prince Charles, he's out of the mix. His army, basically, we, America, our Navy, our Air Force, all of our forces, they do whatever Charles needs. Everything he has is for show. It's not going to be Canada. So through the process of elimination, where does this one individual, when he comes onto the scene, what nation will he be able to give direction to and use to destroy the cities of the world? To use the digital currency system coming. Not going to come from Switzerland. Excuse me. Nope. There's only one nation. This is why I say that very intelligent people, that intellect works against them. Through the process of elimination, there can only be one nation where this individual could come from. And I look at and I think about how I began the program. There is this portal over the White House. And remember, I'd read years ago, I wished I could find the article. When the Masons laid out Washington, D.C., a city of seven hills, when they laid it out, there was an incantation, a prayer, that all of the politicians that would serve Lucifer in that White House, that they would not die from cancer. And if they did die from any disease, it would be late in their careers after they have accomplished everything that was required of them. And I read that and I thought, well, that makes sense. There's been a satanic prayer for the protection of all of the children of the devil. And are all of them in the White House and in that political world, are they all in the occult? A great majority of them, but not everyone. Because God, remember, always has his select servants in positions in governments internationally. But when Satan gives his power to this coming Antichrist, his kingdom, just like with Adolf Hitler and the Nazi and the SS, the Third Reich, they eliminated every single individual that had a conscience or that had a belief in Jesus Christ or the God of heaven, of Isaac, of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, and Jacob. Adolf Hitler removed every one of them. There were no Christians. There were no people of conscience. Everyone was loyal to Lucifer. Okay, we'll be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
We can fly.
Up, up and away,
So there is a balloon, a portal over the White House. You don't want to fly away on that balloon. You don't want to have anything to do with that balloon. But now you know it's there. And now you know that you can go to YouTube. And on YouTube, just say balloon or portal over the White House. And see what you see. Now, the thing is, you can see things with your eyes, but your mind may not accept it. The problem is with the mind. The eyes work perfectly. The eyes see what they're, what's before them. But it's the right up in the old nut, you know, the noggin, that is where the deception comes. This is where Satan's tool, the brain, in the mind, you can see things, but you won't believe them. You can't believe them because your mind says, well, no, that's impossible. There is an invisible world, an invisible world that Jesus Christ and the holy angels reside in, and there's an invisible world with Lucifer and all of his forces of darkness. And in these two kingdoms, there are believers that believe in the God of each of these kingdoms. And Lucifer is referred to as a god, a lesser god, a created god, a created power. He did not exist eternally. The Godhead existed eternally in glory. And one day they created the angels, the universe. This Godhead is referred to as God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but they visited Abraham in the book of Genesis. The three men came to the tent where Abraham was, and they said, shall we tell Abraham what we're going to do before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Is this God of heaven telling America what it is going to, what they are going to do before the destruction of this country? You're not going to forget that there is a portal over the White House. It is an omen. They use the term omen. That Jesus is fake news, that God is dead. We're going to see how dead God is. But they are beginning to disclose to the whole world that Lucifer is real. And there is a plan coming to the White House, and it's not very far off. So now you have your attention. Now you're going to be able to watch. I'm presenting it to you, and I'm presenting my thought and my what I feel is happening over that area. And not only just Washington, D.C., this was an occult. Remember, this was an occult ritual site. There's been ritual in that city, blood sacrifice, and much of it by the physically, yes, there's a lot of spilled blood there, yes, but also a lot of death because of the decisions that have been made by the presidents and the administrations over the years. It was prophesied in the Bible that it had to happen, and there would be injustice to the Indian nation, to the Indians of this nation, to the people of this nation, the people of the world. It has happened. We'll be back tomorrow to finish out the week. Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. Have a wonderful night. Talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort